Continue, Lord, to bless all the LPWs and administrations to continue this great ministry. Lord, be with all that are battling COVID, cancer, and all illnesses that are plaguing the world today. Dear Lord, I'm coming also asking prayers for this country that in the midst of this war, please be with those that are in the Ukraine, praying for all. Praying for all our churches of Christ around the world. Praying for all the missionaries that are in the war zone and their families that they are okay and can find safe return to their home or wherever they need to be, Lord. We're asking prayers for comfort, for strength. Lord, please be with Sister Jan Gooseby as she prepares to uplift us on tonight. Continue to keep her and her family safe and protected. Lord, I come to the close of my prayer. I just want to thank you. And also, Lord, thank you for allowing our Lady Prayer Warriors to be on the 70th day of prayer. Because this world is in need of prayer, and we all are in need of prayer, Lord. Lord, we will always come to you, uplift you, and please bless us in the way that you see we need to be blessed. You are a source of strength, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Sister Beverly, for a beautiful, beautiful prayer. And now we have our scripture by Sister Brenda Mason.
Good evening, sisters. The scripture will be coming from King James Version. I'll be reading Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. Brethren, I count not myself I have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I have read Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Brenda. Beautiful. And now our song of praise will be led by Sister LaDonna Miller.
Come ye that love the Lord and let your joy be known. Join in a song of sweet accord. Join in a song of sweet accord. And that's the round the throne and thus around the throne. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Let those refuse who sing, who never knew our God, but children of the heavenly King, but children of the heavenly King, shall speak their joys abroad, shall speak their joys aboard. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. The hills of Zion yield a thousand sacred sweets. Before we reach the heavenly fields, before we reach the heavenly fields, or walk the golden streets, so walk the golden streets. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground to fairer worlds on high, to fairer worlds on high. We're marching excuse me, we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God.
Amen. Amen. I was singing right there along with you, sister. Thank you so much. Beautiful, beautiful. And now our introduction of speaker, Sister Linda Newsom.
Praise the mighty name of Christ Jesus, sisters. The speaker that's coming before us tonight is the wife of Brother William C. Gooseby. They have been married 39 years. She's the mother of a son, Brother William Jamal Gooseby. She's been a member of the church since 1972, baptized at Sims Avenue Church of Christ, where her husband currently serves as the minister. She has a bachelor's degree in computer information systems and currently work at Pfizer Corporation as a senior IT engineer. She has taught children Bible school classes, Lady Bible classes, spoken on several Ladies' Day programs, and Lady Prayer Warriors Friday Night Bible series. She has served as one of the Lady Prayer Warriors administrators since 2015, and now serves as administrative leader of the Prison and Sick and Shut-In team. She, her hobbies are walking, swimming, tennis, retail therapy, and traveling. She enjoyed participating in the city's yearly 5K charity walks, which includes lupus, Alzheimer's, breast cancer, sickle cell, arthritis, and heart walks. Her favorite song is Hold to God, Unchanging Hands. Her favorite scripture is Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Now I present to some and introduce to others our very own Lady Prayer Warrior Administrator, Janice C. Gooseby.
Good evening, sisters. Thank you so much, Sister Linda, for that beautiful introduction. I just want to start by saying thank you for all our program participants. You did a fantastic job opening us up for tonight. I want to thank Sister Sherry D. Anderson for being a wonderful and gracious host for tonight. Opening prayer done by Sister Beverly White. You did a great job lifting us up in prayer. And for Sister Brenda Mason, who read our scripture text for tonight, thank you so much. Sister LaDonna Miller, beautiful song, Marching to Zion. That's one of a wonderful song I grew up singing many, many years in worship services. Beautiful song. You did a great job. Thank you. And also, again, Sister Linda, thank you for introducing me tonight and just giving a beautiful introduction. And our closing prayer will be done by Sister Elizabeth Francis. Thank you so much for taking us to the throne of God at the end of our program. Thank you so much. And I don't want to forget to thank our Lady Prayer Warriors admin, my fellow admins, for allowing me this opportunity to speak tonight. And to our first-time callers, I want to welcome you to our program tonight. You are honored guests. And we pray that you enjoy the program and that you find your way back here on next Friday, same time. We have a wonderful series, and if you're interested in Lady Prayer Warriors, please let us know. We would love to tell you a little bit more about Lady Prayer Warriors. I want to thank all of our sisters who are on the call tonight. You thought it not robbery to spend a little time with us. Lady Prayer Warriors and studying God's Word and just continue to let's continue to lift each other up, encourage each other as we walk this Christian walk. We definitely need it in times like these. Our theme for this month I want to thank Sister Dorothy for opening us up with this theme last week, marching with a mission, marching with a mission. And so I'm going to pretty much try to do what I can. She set the bar very high. And she opened us up, and her theme last week was seeking and saving the lost. And that's our goal, and that's our mission as Christians. We got to seek and save the lost. We can't just go by ourselves. We got to bring somebody else along. And that's our mission, and that's what we talked about on last Friday night. Tonight, before I get started, let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come just giving you praise, glory, and honor for allowing us to be able to come and be a part of this program tonight. We thank you for carrying us through this day and protecting us from any hurt, harm, and danger, taking care of our families and friends, forgiving me of my sins and trespasses, Father God, that this prayer may not be hindered, and that the words that I speak out of my mouth, Father God, may you be seen in it, Father God, and praying, Father God, for strength and courage to be able to share the word of God with our sisters, Father God, and bless all our sisters on this call and those that may not be able to make it, Father God, be with them as well. Praying, Father God, for our efforts as Lady Prayer Warriors to try to uplift and encourage each other and our sisters in Christ, Father God, and bless this world and things that's going on in this world. Help us never to give up, never to give in, but that we keep pressing on. This is my prayer in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. Our lesson for tonight, we're going to continue our theme for this month, Marching with a Mission. Our scripture text that was read so eloquent by Sister Brenda Mason is taken from Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 through 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high God in Christ Jesus. My theme and my topic for tonight is marching with a mission, forgetting the past and looking forward to the future. Forgetting the past and looking forward to the future. Have you ever run a race, sister? Running a good race requires focus, physical exertion, and perseverance. Running a race means you're in it for the long haul, from start to finish. You lay all distractions aside and you remain focused on one thing, moving forward and finishing the race. You don't look back. You don't turn around. And most important of all, you don't quit. The Bible compares the Christian life to a race. Now, there are different types of race that we have seen run. And the Christian life is best compared to a marathon. It's not a 100-yard dash. It's not, most definitely not a walk in the park. It's a daily challenge as Christians, which requires us to focus. It requires our focus, effort, and perseverance to overcome the obstacles in your way. You are a long-distance runner, and that requires strong forward focus to keep us going. Paul, and we're going to talk about Paul a little bit, he shares that forward focus where we look forward. We forget in the past, and we're looking forward. His focus is on what lies ahead rather than what is behind. In fact, he strains towards what is ahead. He presses on toward the goal in order to win the prize which God has called him heavenward in Christ Jesus. You cannot be passive in your Christian life, sisters. You need to keep that forward focus so that you will be motivated to persevere and keep growing in Christ. You need to press on toward the goal which God has for you. And Paul shared this with us in these verses. He looked at it in three ways that you can do. And we are going to look at those three ways together tonight. We're going to look at goal setting. as a Christian. We're going to look at pressing forward in faith. And finally, we're going to look at don't lose your ground in your walk with Christ. Let's talk about goal setting. Think about your goals as a Christian. Have you ever set goals as a Christian? The first step is this: make God's plan and goals your own. Whatever God's goals for us, we got to make it our own. We got to make it personal, and we got to stay in alignment with it. Look at verse 12 in the scriptures. It says, not that I have already obtained this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took on for me. Philippians 3:12. If you're going to press toward the goal that God has set for you, you must first make God's goal your goal. You got to make it your own. You got to be honest about it. This begins with honest about where you are in your Christian walk. Where are you? Are you where you want to be? And if not, why not? Notice Paul's honesty. Paul doesn't claim that he is perfect. He has made it, nor that he has made it as a Christian, that he has already arrived. No, he realized that he's still on a journey, and he still has a long way to go. And he shares that honesty with the Philippians. Too often we think that I'm the only Christian struggling with my Christian life. Have you ever thought about that? That I'm the only one struggling, I'm the only one having problems. We look around at all the smiling faces in church on Sunday and think they got everything down pat. I could never share my struggles with them because they would never understand what I'm going through. But sisters, I'm here to tell you that that's not true. We all are struggling with one thing or another. I remember my husband telling us one Sunday that one day I might be having 90% trouble and trials, and you might have 10%. The next day or the next week, you might be having 90% and I'm having 10%. We all going through things, and we all going to have our share of trials and tribulation as we live this life. So no one is exempt from trouble and trials and tribulation. And never think that what I'm going through or what you're going through, you're the only one dealing with that. Sometimes you have to think and look up not only on yourself, but look at somebody else also. Anyone out there, I don't know if anybody on this phone have arrived yet, but I don't think so. Any perfect people with us today? I don't think so. I know I haven't arrived, and I'm still a work in progress, and I know some of you probably still saying I'm a work in progress too. And that is Paul's point, being honest about where you are in your Christian walk, and that will help other people be honest too. Stay in alignment with God. Align your goals with God's goals for life, for your life. That's what Paul says in the second half of the verse 12. I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took on for me. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. God grabbed hold of Paul because he had a purpose for Paul's life. And if you are a Christian, then God grabbed hold of you because he has a purpose for your life. You're here for a reason. Don't ever think that your life does not matter to God. Everyone's life matters to God, no matter what you've been through, no matter where you are currently in your situation, in your life. You still matters to God. And I hear lately a lot of people committed suicide and I guess they felt like their life didn't mean anything, but it does mean a lot. And especially it means a lot to God because he's the one that gave you life and he's the one that sustained our life. And when he's ready, he's going to be the one that take our life. Ephesians 2:10 says that you were created in Jesus Christ to do a good work, which God prepared in advance for you to do. Ephesians 2:10. God has a purpose for your life, sisters, but in order to fulfill that purpose, you need to grab hold of that which he grabbed hold of you. And you can only do that as you spend time with him in the word and in prayer. Walk close to God. Hold his hand. I like that song, hold to God and change his hand. And he will lead you where you are supposed to go. But when you let go, you end up in areas that you don't even want to be in, end up in areas that you weren't expecting to be in. And your life is going awry and you wonder why. That's because you let go of God's hand. God didn't let go of your hand. So that's the first step in pressing on toward our goals and looking, forgetting the past and looking forward, is that we have to stay in line with God. As soon as we get out of line, that's when everything goes crazy and mess up of your life. So that's the first step. So God has a plan for you. Make God's goal your own. Be honest and about where you are in your Christian walk and align your goals with God's goals for your life. Pressing forward in faith, verse 13 through 14. The second step is this, pressing forward in faith. In other words, keep a forward focus all the time. You can't run very well looking backwards. You can't drive looking in the rearview mirror. If you're going to press on toward God's goals and the goals that he has for you, you need to keep looking forward all the time, marching on with a mission. And your mission is to look forward and to continue this race with God. So how do you do that? There are three things you need to do. First, you need to get rid of all the distractions. Get rid of all the distractions. Look at verse 13 where Paul writes, "Brethren, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold. I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do," Philippians 3:13 says, I'm sure Paul had many things going on in his life, and yet he was able to focus on all the energies in one direction and stay and say, one thing I do. He got rid of the distractions and kept his focus on Christ. How many things do you have? How many hats do you wear in a typical day? If you're like most of us, you probably do a lot of different things and get pulled in a lot of different directions these days. It's hard to keep up and keep your focus when there are so many distractions and so many things to do. But you can't run a good race when you're distracted from your goal. Now, much of what we do is good and necessary, but there are many things in our lives that we know are just distractions. They are not necessary, and in some cases, they are actually harmful to us and to others. We need to get rid of those distractions. We need to do all we can to God's glory, so that we have one overriding goal, one ultimate goal in life, and that's to keep us on track. In the midst of our busy schedule, we need to be able to say with Paul, one thing I do. So that's the first step in keeping looking, forgetting the past and looking forward, is to get rid of all those distractions. Then we've got to forget what's behind us and strive forward, look ahead. Secondly, we need to look at the rest of verse 13. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, Philippians 3:13. When you're in a race, the last thing you want to do is look back. I don't know how many runners we have out here who've ran track and just running, period, trying to get away from something. You look back and you probably end up finding yourself stumbling over something, and you end up falling. Do you ever look back in such a way that keeps you from moving forward in your life, in your Christian life? Some people look back at their past successes, their achievements, accomplishments, instead of serving God in the present, they take comfort in how they served Him in the past. Churches can be real good at this, too. We can sit around talking about the good old days instead of focusing on what God has for us today. If God has used you in the past, that's great. But realize that God still has work for you to do. Don't ever settle for being a has-been. There's no has-been in the Christian life. Only people whom God wants to use now in the present. Okay, we also think about back when in 2020, there was a big distraction for all of us. In 2020, March 2020 at that, there was this big widespread shutdown because of COVID. Large gatherings were advised against. Businesses was closed, restaurants closed off, and dining room, everything, school closed, went to virtual, into a virtual format, the government offices closed. So a lot of things changed back in 2020, March 2020. And we lost family members and friends. We started feeling lost and didn't know what to do, didn't even know if we were going to be affected. And our lives might be taken in 2020 with COVID. Then we thought about it. We couldn't even have in-person worship anymore. We had to go to virtual. And then we thought, okay, it's easing up, and now we'd be able to get back to some sense of normalcy. But then 2021 came and found us pretty much same issues still around us. People still dying from COVID, social gathering was still discouraged, restaurants are still streamlining their in-house services, schools still closed, and virtual churches still utilizing virtual worship and all that. You all know what we went through. But we could stay there. 2022 started out kind of rough, but now we're at a place where it seemed like it's normalizing. But you still have some people still scared to come out to the church and in-place worship. So a lot of things have changed. But we can't lose our ground. We can't lose our focus. We got to keep moving on. We got to keep pressing forward. We can't let COVID hold us back. We can't let this war and the gas prices, everything just going out of whack. But we can't let up the gas. We got to keep pressing the gas and moving forward. We can look back, but we can't stay there. We got to look forward if we want to march with a mission, if we want to grow and the church to grow. Everybody's not going to be with us. We've lost some of our young people to the world. We've lost some of our Christian friends to the world, because they looking back and didn't want to move forward with us. And we're not going to give up, and we're not going to take our feet off the gas. We're going to have to continue to pray and try to encourage to get them to come back. We can't lose ground. We got to press on toward the goal to win the prize. And sometimes we might have to be by ourselves, but we can't get distracted because of those things. And I just want to encourage our sisters to that even though we had those things in the past, we don't know what God has in store for us in the future. So one other thing that I want to just encourage you all is just, like I said, don't lose ground. Don't lose ground in your walk with Christ. Make God's goal your own. Keep forward. Looking forward. And then finally, don't lose ground in your walk with Christ. Let's look at verse 15 and 16. All of us who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that God will make clear to you in verse 16, only let us live up to what we have already attained. Look at Philippians chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. Give me just a minute. Let me turn my Bible. 15 and 16. Okay, verse 15 and 16 says, I have to make this larger because I can't see. Okay, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus-minded. And if anything, you be otherwise-minded. God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, unto we have already attained. Let us walk by the same rules. Let us mind the same thing. Do we find ourselves and do we see things differently where the church is not on the same accord? We even see in the church now not minding the same thing. You know, we're being on different accords. But God said for us to walk in one accord, speaking the same thing and walking in the same walk. All mature Christians will share the same attitude. There are two things in particular I want you to see from these verses. First of all mature Christians will share the same attitude that Paul has been promoting. There's a play on words here because the words Paul used for mature, here's the same words he used for perfect back in verse 12 when he said he was not yet made perfect. In other words, perfect people know they aren't perfect. There's no perfect people. Part of Christian maturity is knowing that you haven't arrived yet and there's still plenty of room to grow. Mature Christians know that they aren't perfect, but they also know they are making progress in Christian growth. As John Newton once confessed, I'm not what I should be. I'm not what I want to be. I'm not what I will be, but praise God, I'm not what I used to be. I'm sure you heard that one before. Paul said all mature Christians will share the same attitude. And then I love it when he says, and if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. He's going to clear it up for you if you continue to do and read his word. Philippians 3:15. Paul isn't proud here. He just knows he's right. He trusts God will make things better and clear to you in time as well for those who think they're perfect. Make sure you live up to what you have already attained. And then finally, he closed with the exhortation to maintain your progress in faith. If you're progressing and you're doing great, keep it up. Only let us live up to what we have already attained, Philippians 3:16. The only thing sadder than not moving forward in your Christian life is going backwards. Think about when you was baptized, sisters. When you was baptized, did you just get baptized and not do anything in the church? Did you get baptized and not try to participate in any of the classes, if there was any, or try to do some extra studies or ask for extra study or ask, you know, for a Bible study if you know that you're trying to grow in the Word of God? Did you seek out ways that you can continue to grow? Did you seek out ways that you can help somebody else grow? Or do you just sit? You know, we sit in church 30, 40, 50 years, and we're still doing the same thing we were doing 30 years ago. So where is your Christian growth? We are all at a different level in our Christian growth, but each of us should be at our farthest point along in our Christian walk with the Lord. Otherwise, we are moving backwards. Make sure you live up to what you have already attained. Don't lose ground in your walk with Christ. Keep moving forward, sisters. Keep finding ways that you can grow. That's why a lot of us are here in Lady Prayer Warriors now, because we was looking for another way to grow in our prayer life. And I know I've grown since I've been here. speaking more, praying more. Got, you know, to a point where, you know, as prayer warriors and we're going through the 100 days of prayer, you know, I'm sure our prayer life is better than it was on January the 1st at 12 midnight. Then, you know, it's much better than we were when we first started. We are stronger in our prayer life. I pray that we are. And now you use that opportunity to say, hey, sister, hey, family member, hey, friend, whoever, let me pray with you. Let me share God's word with you, give you strength to be able to do all of those things. You know, share with your sisters in Christ. You know, you might be one of those quiet, shy ones in the church. Now you can stand and lead a prayer in, before your sisters. You can help your children, you know, to grow and in the church. And you teach and tell them, your young adults, you know, teaching them how to pray and how to look to God for different things. So those are ways that you can continue to move forward and not backwards. Don't just sit there and let your Christian life just go to waste. Do something, you know, do something, find some way to grow in Christ. And if you need help, I'm sure your brothers and sisters are there to be able to lend a helping hand to you. In conclusion, the Christian life is a race, and there are only three reasons you're not in the race today. Number one, you never started the race. You stop running somewhere along the way. You finish, or you finish. If you're still here, then you haven't finished yet. So we can rule that out. If you're not in the race, that means you never started in, or you just stopped running. If you never started, then let me invite you to begin to run the race today. Like I said, just get in there, read your Bible, try to apply it to your life, make better choices, you know, when you putting all these different distractions, put those things that are distracting you from doing what God wants you to do, try to put those aside. Jesus died for your sin so that you will not have to run such a weary race. His forgiveness is immediate, it's free, and it's indescribable sweet. So just want to encourage you. There was this one document that I found. I don't know if I found it on Pinterest or what, but anyway, it's a habit you must give up to move forward. Number one, letting the opinion of others control your life. You got to give that up. It's not what others think. It's what you think about yourself that counts. You have to do exactly what's best for you in your Christian life, not what's best for everybody else. Number two, shame of past failures. We've all failed somewhere along the way, and we're not proud of it. But your past does not equal to your future. Move forward. All that matters is what you do right now. This is our marching with a mission, forgetting the past and moving forward. Being indecisive about what you want. You never leave where you are until you decide where you would rather be. Make a decision to figure out what you want and then pursue it passionately. Number four, procrastinating on the goals that matters to you. There are two primary choices in life, to accept conditions as they exist or accept the responsibility for changing them. The best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second time is now. Number five, choosing to do nothing. You don't get to choose how you're going to die or when. You can only decide how you're going to live right now. Every day is a new chance to choose better. Number six, you need to be right. Aim for success, but never give up your right to be wrong. Because when you do, you will also lose your ability to learn new things and move forward with your life. Number seven, running from problems that should be fixed. Stop running. Face these issues, fix the problems. Communicate, appreciate, forgive, and love the people in your life who deserve it. Number 8, making excuses rather than decisions. Most long-term failures are the outcome of the people who make excuses instead of decisions. Number 9, overlooking the positive points in your life. What you see often depends entirely on what you're looking for. You have a hard time being happy if you aren't thankful for the good things in your life right now. And number 10, not appreciating the present moment. Too often we try to accomplish something big without realizing the greatest part of life is made up of the little things. So those are some of the things you must give up in order to move forward. I want to thank you so much for your time and listening ear for tonight. May God continue to bless your walk, and may you continue to move forward, to get that path and move forward, marching with a mission. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Jan. Goosby for an outstanding lesson. We appreciate that. Thank you so much. And now we'll have our closing prayer by Sister Elizabeth Francis.
Thank you so much, Sister Jan, for that beautiful message. And thank you so much, Sister Cheryl Lee, for hosting. And let's go to God in prayer. Most righteous and heavenly Father, the creator of mankind and the creator of the heavens and the earth. Father God, as we come before you tonight, Lord, we just want to give you all the honor and glory and praise that you so much deserve. And I thank you so much, Lord, for your words being spoken tonight so deeply and so strong. And I pray, dear Lord, that as we listen to the words, that they'll not just go through one ear and come through the other, but that they'll touch our hearts and that they will help us to be a different person starting from tonight. Father, I thank you so much for Sister Jan, and she taking the time out, God, to go through the scriptures and to come up with such an awesome lesson. And I pray, dear Lord, that you help us, Lord, to put these things into practice so that we can be better Christians for you. Father, I pray that you forgive me, God, of any sin that I've committed knowingly and unknowingly, so that nothing will end the despair tonight. And I pray, dear Lord, that with you all things are possible, and that you help us, Lord, to have the faith to believe, Lord, that we can do all things through you who strengthen us. Father God, I pray right now, Lord, that you greet every single sister that is on the line tonight. Be with our first-time callers. Be with each and every sister who have been here before, that they will get something tonight from the lesson and that they will run away with it and make all the changes that we need to change in our own lives. Father God, I pray right now, Lord, that you continue to be with Lady Prayer Warrior and be with everything that we do and everything that we have accomplished. Be with the 100 days of prayer and all the sisters who are in the 100 days of prayer. I pray, dear Lord, that you help us as we celebrate 70 days of 100 days of prayer. I pray, dear Lord, that you help us, God, to continue to grow and to change and to be better women who are deeper in our prayers and loving each other and encouraging each other. Father God, I pray right now, Lord, for those who have lost loved ones. I pray, dear Lord, that you strengthen them at this time. Help them, Lord, to cope. Give them the strength that they need, that they and their family, Lord, will be able, God, to bond even more and to come to appreciate each other even so much more. Father, be the sick and the shut in, be the government, state, everyone who is in authority, help them, Lord, to recognize that you are the God of the heavens and the earth and that you, Lord, control everything and that everything that they do, it will benefit your people. Father, I pray for those who have lost their way, that they'll return to you, those who are struggling with their relationship with you, that they'll make the decision, God, to become strong and courageous and not lose heart. Be with us now tonight as we go our separate ways. I pray, dear Lord, that you continue to bless us and continue to keep us and help us, God, to wake up with you on our hearts in the morning and that we, Lord, will continue to praise your name and to give you the honor and glory that you so much deserve. Forgive us again, dear Lord, and continue to bless us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Elizabeth Francis, for a beautiful prayer. We thank you so very much. Marching with a mission, forgetting the past and looking forward to the future.